How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
I was delighted that Bob Dylan won the Pulitzer Prize. He's been nominated the past many years for the Nobel Prize, so I was waiting for that. But I was delighted when I heard. And I think they said he got it because of his consistent poetic genius. And I think that's a fair way to characterize him. What I would emphasize, though, is you have to read him as a spiritual poet. You can read him politically, you can read him as a culture commentator, all that is right. But I think ultimately the best way to read him is as a spiritual teacher. Bob Dylan is like most poets. They're not going to tell you precisely what their songs mean. They want them to be somewhat elusive and multivalent. But I think, though, you can see patterns. In any great artist, you see them clearly in Bob Dylan. And, of course, you know, in the early 80s, he became explicitly biblical, explicitly Christian. But all throughout his career, from beginning to right now, the Bible's been the dominant influence. So I think you can see the patterns unfolding, and then you can say with some confidence, you know, what the songs are about, even though the author himself is not going to tell you directly. I'll give you a good example. Maybe his most famous song, the one that sort of brought him into the popular view for the first time, was Blown in the Wind. So Bob Dylan famously asked these elemental questions.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
Who am I? What's life about? What's the purpose? When will there be peace? All these fundamental questions. And then comes the famous answer. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. And you think, well, is that good news? Is that bad news? I mean, why is that an uplifting song? The answer is blowing in the wind. What, it's blowing by me? It's blowing past me? It's elusive? It's blowing away? How is that the least bit inspiring or uplifting? I think the key to it is to read it biblically. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is always associated with wind. So in the very beginning of creation, it says the Ruach, the breath of Yahweh, was over the surface of the water. And from that holy breath comes creation. It's the strong driving wind that separates the waters of the Red Sea and leads the Israelites to freedom. Well, see, I think that's the best way now to understand that song. What's the answer to our deepest, most abiding questions? It's not in politics. It's not in cultural reform. It's not through our efforts. The answer is in the Holy Spirit. The answer is only in the intervention of God. And that is completely consistent with Bob Dylan's view throughout his writings. Here's a second example, which I think is maybe a bit more subtle, but in another of his very popular songs, Like a Rolling Stone. It sounds on the surface to be a kind of song of blaming or recrimination, where he's sort of making fun of a person who was riding high and now has been brought low.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, do the bump of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, your bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you.
You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud. So it just seems like he's putting down someone who is, you know, doing great and then lost it. But see, read it the way the spiritual masters might. In the great spiritual masters of the Christian tradition, a key to the spiritual life is detachment. When we fill our egos up with pleasure, money, power, status, honor, we get off the trail because we're wired for God. And therefore, it's when you are cleansed of that, when you can be detached from it. And sometimes when life strips it away from you, that's all to the good. Because now, stripped away, you can really be free to respond to the promptings of God. Therefore, when the singer in that song, the narrator, sings, how does it feel to be on your own, like a complete unknown, with no direction home, like a rolling stone? How does it feel? It can seem like just recrimination. But see, I think that's the voice of God, if you want. See, how does it feel now that you're finally stripped of all that superficiality? And now, you're free. One of the great lines in that song is, when you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. See, when you're stripped down, now you got nothing to lose. You're actually free And now you are like a rolling stone. Now you're able to move. You're able to live. So I always interpret that song as really the voice of God speaking to someone whom life has knocked around, but it's liberated her now for real spiritual freedom. Rolling Stone magazine, about 10 years ago, asked various people, what's the first song that rocked your world? And a number of people responded, a song that just got their attention for the first time. The second I read that question, I thought, that was it for me. When I heard Like a Rolling Stone, just from a musical standpoint, and the quality of his voice, I mean, I think Bob Dylan's a great singer, and the quality of that voice just jumped out of the stereo to me. And then I began this study of Bob Dylan, and I realized he sounds like no one else, he writes like no one else. He's an utterly unique figure in popular music, and that led me to study him more carefully. And then once you see the Bible, you see it everywhere in him.